Darwin 5, 6 Kilo, göstergen.
Roger.
This is Sonarchy Radio, broadcasting from the studios at Jack Straw Productions in Seattle. This is Doug Hare, and for the next hour, we're going to listen to some live music.
The two pieces you will hear tonight are dedicated to the memory of Matt Sperry, who died in a bicycle accident on June 5th, 2003. Matt was a gifted creative musician whose work has been heard on previous Sonarchy broadcasts. This is Dave Knott, composer of the music you will hear tonight. Matt was an artist and musician who ventured where his ears and spirit led him, and encouraged and demanded that of those around him. The first piece you will hear is called Metaphone Sounding. It was inspired by a comment Matt made to me at the premiere of my Albatross String Quartet in 1998. Metaphones are low-voltage battery, speaker, and stringed instrument adaptations. While some in the audience responded most to other movements in the quartet, Matt seemed to appreciate the difficulty of the metaphone movement. He encouraged me, "You should write more music like that," and then asked, "Can I use one on my bass?" Matt was always an eager participant. After the Albatross Quartet was performed, when I offered a demonstration of a stringed head treatment using other homemade instruments, Matt willingly volunteered. Fortunately, I recorded that event. Listen.
And you can tell them afterwards just exactly how it felt.
Okay. Oh, yes. It's quite nice. Don't stop.
Matt's don't stop attitude toward music, creativity, and community inspired many, and tonight we honor him with this music. The first piece you will hear is Metaphone Sounding, a 15-piece string orchestra finding their balance with these electrified, unstable instrument preparations. The second piece is called The Nest and the Rest. Its main focus is to draw everyone's ears out to the front and provide a supportive substrate for silence, reflection, and choice. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to Sonarchy, coming to you each week from the studios at Jack Straw Productions in Seattle. This broadcast is one of many examples of Jack Straw Productions' commitment to new music and sound art being made in the Pacific Northwest. If you'd like to get more information about how you can take advantage of our nonprofit recording studios, educational programs, or how to get your work on Sonarchy, then call us at 206-634-0919. Our website has a lot of information on it, including how we've been operating as a nonprofit organization dedicated to the sonic arts for over 40 years. It's at jackstraw.org. Phone number again, 206-634-0919. Let's go back into the studio now.
Hello, this is Dave Knott, and you've been listening to Metaphone Sounding, as performed by Steve Barsotti, Jason Glover, Lori Goldston, Mary Gross, Bill Horrest, Susie Kozawa, Tanith Lanzalotta, Terry Nelson-Zager, Eric Ostrowski, Matt Shoemaker, David Stanford, Tom Swafford, and Nancy Wharton Banks. For the next piece, The Nest and the Rest, we will be joined by Stuart Dempster playing trombone. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Dave Knott, composer of the music you have heard this evening, two pieces dedicated to the memory of Matt Sperry. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to Sonarchy, coming to you from the studios at Jack Straw Productions in Seattle, USA. Mix engineer and production coordinator for Sonarchy is Doug Hare. If you're interested in being on this broadcast or want more information about Sonarchy, then please visit us on the web at jackstraw.org. Our email contact is doug@jackstraw.org. This show is available around the clock and in its entirety for 2 weeks after this broadcast. Just go to the streaming archive at kexp.org. It's easy and it sounds good. A very special thanks to all our friends over at KEXP for bringing an international audience to the sonic arts of the Pacific Northwest. Sonarchy is a Jack Straw production, so we thank you for listening and so long now. Thank you.
Thank you.